From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A federal judge in New York declared a mistrial today in the trial of investment banker Frank Quattrone. After a week of deliberations, jurors couldn't decide whether Quattrone had tried to block federal investigators who were looking into the way stock was handed out during IPOs at Credit Suisse First Boston. Federal prosecutors will now have to decide whether to prosecute Quattrone a second time. NPR's Brian Mann reports from New York.
Just after midday, federal judge Richard Owen read from a note that made it clear jurors were deadlocked with no hope of reaching a unanimous verdict. Judge Owen was stony-faced as he thanked jurors and said this particular trial is over. The jury had been asked to reach a verdict on federal obstruction of justice and witness tampering charges. 3 years ago, Frank Quattrone forwarded an email urging employees at Credit Suisse First Boston to clean up their files. The memo was sent at a time when the Securities and Exchange Commission and a grand jury had begun separate probes into the bank's distribution of lucrative stock offerings. When the judge made his announcement, Quattrone and family members smiled and looked relieved. But speaking outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan, Quattrone's lead attorney, John Kecker, portrayed the mistrial as a setback for his client.
We're disappointed because Frank is innocent. Frank Quattrone is a man of integrity and as a man who has followed the rules, and our feeling at this point is disappointment. Thank you very much.
In fact, Kecker had been calling for a mistrial over the last week, arguing that this jury couldn't reach a fair verdict. From the first day of deliberations, jurors began sending notes to Judge Owen, saying they were firmly divided on the question of Quattrone's innocence. Speaking this afternoon, juror Mayo Villalona said he was one of those who voted not guilty.
It was pretty tough, and it was a very weak case by the prosecution.
For much of the last week, Villalona said, jurors were almost evenly split, with five members voting for conviction and six for acquittal. Villalona said basing an obstruction of justice charge on a single brief email just wasn't enough.
There was really no hard evidence that would say, like, someone going to the stand and saying, Mr. Quattrone gave me a phone call and told me to destroy this specific thing or throw this specific email or anything, whatever.
Other jurors declined to comment today, but Villalona conceded that many on the jury felt that Quattrone was aware of at least one federal probe when he sent the email. Quattrone was a top executive at Credit Suisse First Boston. Over the last decade, he helped craft deals that built the dot-com bubble, managing stock offerings for Netscape, Amazon.com, Silicon Graphics, and Cisco Systems. Yet during the trial, Quattrone's defense team tried to show that the banker had little to do with the way stock was allocated in the IPOs he engineered. When Quattrone took the stand, however, prosecutors showed that he was deeply involved in decisions about how IPO stocks would be parceled out. Villalona said that testimony led at least five jurors to conclude that Quattrone was guilty.
He was too evasive. They thought that he was a criminal, that this guy was too high and that he really knew what he was doing, that he was too smart.
The U.S. Attorney's Office hasn't made a final decision, but prosecutors have indicated that they will likely try Quattrone a second time. Federal prosecutors are also gearing up for a slew of other corporate scandal trials, including Martha Stewart, WorldCom, and Adelphia. A source close to the U.S. Attorney's Office says retrying Quattrone wouldn't stretch the government's resources or affect other pending cases. Credit Suisse First Boston was never charged with criminal wrongdoing for its handling of stock offerings, but the bank paid a $100 million civil settlement to the federal government. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.